It's time to play the puzzle. Joining us, as always, is Will Shortz. He's puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition. Hey, Will.
Good morning, Aisha.
So, Will, would you please remind us of last week's challenge?
Yes, it came from listener Mark Ocean of Portland, Oregon. I said, name a country. The first syllable spells something that people do. And the rest of the name is an anagram of where some people do that. What country is it? And the country is Singapore. People sing, and some people do that at the opera.
There were more than 1,700 correct entries, and Michael Laborde of Oro Valley, Arizona, is our puzzle winner. He beat everybody out. Congratulations, Michael.
Thank you.
And so how long have you been playing the puzzle?
Just a couple of years.
Just a couple of years. And have you been listening longer?
Only maybe another couple of years. I used to always be busy doing something else on Sunday mornings, and I think I just got interested in hearing the news on Sundays just a few years ago.
Oh, wow. What do you like to do when you're not playing the puzzle?
I do a lot of different things. I'm a big movie buff and a music buff, particularly for jazz, and I also have a group of friends that we get together once every week, and we play word and trivia games.
Oh, okay. So then you're really ready for this. I don't even have to ask, but I will ask. Are you ready, Michael?
As ready as I'll ever be.
Okay. Take it away, Will.
All right, Michael and Aisha. Every answer today is a word or phrase in which the only consonants are P and S, repeated as often as necessary. All the other letters are vowels. And, for example, if I said spots on a playing card, you would say pips.
Okay.
So here we go. Number one is rival of Coke.
Pepsi.
Pepsi is it. Number two is Mexican coins.
Peso.
That's it. Wife or husband?
Spouse.
That's it. To go against.
Oppose.
Excellent. To assume without proof.
Ooh. Assume. No.
No.
That doesn't work.
Yeah, it's a P and a S.
Can I get a hint?
Yeah, it starts with S. To assume without proof. And you might say, I...
Oh.
Suppose.
Suppose. You got it. Flowers that produce opium.
Poppies.
That's it. Young dogs.
Puppies.
That's it. A group that accompanies a sheriff in a Western.
Posse.
Uh-huh. To have...
Possess.
Uh-huh. To placate by acceding to someone's demands.
Hmm.
Yeah. Starts with A. And
still drawing a blank on this one.
Uh-huh. And let's say someone in authority, say, is making you unhappy and you want to make them happy. And
appease?
Appease. Good job, Aisha.
Thank you.
Small bouquets.
Posies.
That's it. To forego as an opportunity. It's a two-word phrase.
Pass up.
Pass up, is it? The next one's also a two-word phrase. Appears suddenly.
Pops up.
Uh-huh. And here's your last one, also a two-word phrase. Thick fog is said to resemble it.
Pea soup.
Pea soup. Nice job.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, look, Michael, you killed that one because I'm glad you got it because I would have still been sitting here on the first or third one. Pepsi, I knew. Pepsi, I knew that right off because I drink a lot of soda. But, yeah, no, you did a great job.
Aisha, thank you for the help on the one I couldn't think of.
Oh, no problem at all. That's what I'm here for. So how do you feel?
I feel relieved and happy.
For playing our puzzle today, you'll get a Weekend Edition lapel pin as well as puzzle books and games. You can read all about it at npr.org/puzzle. And, Michael, what member station do you listen to?
I listen to KUAZ-FM. I'm a sustaining member.
Oh, that's what we love to hear. That's Michael Laborde of Oro Valley, Arizona. Thank you for playing the puzzle.
Thank you.
Okay, Will, so what is next week's challenge?
Yes, this week's challenge comes from listener Jim Bricker of Wayland, Massachusetts, and it's a little different from the usual. The time 6:29 on a digital clock, ignoring the colon, also reads 6:29 upside down. How many times in a day can a digital clock, ignoring the colon, read the same right side up as upside down? And we're not going with military time, we're going with regular time. So again, how many times in a day can a digital clock, ignoring the colon, read the same right side up as upside down?
Okay, that's a lot of numbers to go through, but I believe our audience will do it. When you have the answer, go to our website, npr.org/puzzle, and click on the Submit Your Answer link. Remember, just one entry, please. Our deadline for entries this week is Thursday, November 2nd at 3 p.m. Eastern. Don't forget to include a phone number where we can reach you. If you're the winner, we'll give you a call, and if you pick up the phone, you'll get to play on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and puzzle master of Weekend Edition, Will Shortz. Thank you, Will.
Thanks a lot, Aisha.